In MVC, when we have a part of our model that might be of type date time, there's some magic that happens there, getting that string into a date time type. Let's mash on that.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the ASP.NET Monsters. In today's episode, we're going to take a look at parsing dates and times.
Everyone's favorite topic. What I have here is just a really simple app. It's actually an extension of the localization one that we did a little while ago when we were looking at string localization. So when we were getting different translated resources depending on the language that was selected for the app. So what we're going to look at now is how exactly .NET formats date times, both when we're just rendering out a string. So in my view here, I just have datetime.now. Dot to string, and I'm not giving it a specific format. I'm just telling it use the general datetime format specific to the current culture. The current culture is something that's just set by the framework, and that's something that we had talked about in that previous episode, which I'll link to. But basically, in our startup here in Configure Services, we have a set of cultures that we support, and we have a default culture for the request. And the supported UI culture is the one that we had explored last time, and that's the one that the framework uses to decide which resource files to use that might contain translated text for strings that are displayed. And then there's the current culture, which is the culture info dot current culture is the one that's used to determine how to format dates and times, and also things like numbers.
And currencies too.
Yeah, so things like what the currency indicator is in some cult is it the currency, or in some culture it goes the dollar symbol might go before versus after the number, and it might just be a different symbol altogether, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, there are some places that have currencies that are not named dollar.
This is true. This is
I
true.
don't
I
understand
don't
how
know
they
where
do
they
it, so.
are. I don't know where those are.
I'm really still more about shillings and pences and halfpennies than,
Indeed.
yeah, that move to the decimal system. It's terrible. Nobody's gonna get that joke, but and if you were of a certain age in the UK, moving to the decimal system from having 144 pennies in a pound was like a huge deal.
Can
And the
imagine.
worst mistake they ever made.
Oh, really? Bold
Yeah.
claims. So this is what controls which ones are supported, and then it's the request localization middleware that actually takes care of setting that current culture and current UI culture for each request that comes in. So when we run this app here, it has the ability to switch. There's a little screen here where I can go and switch between the different cultures that we support. So let's see what it comes up as first. So initially, I'm set to English United States, which means I'm getting the format of month slash day slash year. And if I go and switch this over to English Canada, now I'm getting day slash month slash year. So that format has just changed based on the culture that we've selected for that request, and any requests going on for that session. Now, in terms of the data going back in, so that's data just being formatted as part of rendering the view. But now, if we have a form where the user's entering a date or a date time, that comes in as a string. It's passed in as a string back to the server, and then that needs to get converted at some point back to a date time. And what happens underneath the covers is the model binding that happens there. It's basically just doing a type converter, saying convert this from a string to a date time because that's what the model expects. And then it's passing in as the culture, whatever is the current culture for that request. So it's really not that magical. That's all that's happening. And I did a very simple example here. If we look at the index, there's a form here that has a simple text input called the date and a submit button, and that's going to post back to my index action on the home controller. And Then we have a date that's passed in there, so that's the date that we were passing in. And I'm assigning that to the date on the view bag just so that I can render it back and confirm that we got it. But I'll put a breakpoint here too, just so that we can see that. So now I'm in English Canada. So if I were to do, let's say, tomorrow, if I can hit the right keys.
Now everyone's going to know what a tiny lead time we have on these videos.
In this case, yes. Yeah. It's not always like this, folks.
It's totally.
Okay, so there you can see it came in as the 24th day. I'll actually expand this so they can make sure the dates and months didn't get mixed up, because that's how I got down this rabbit hole the first time, was my dates and months were coming in backwards from what I expected them to be. There's the day 24, the month the first, and the year 2017. And that gets passed back to my view, which I'm rendering out in the same way as I was before, using the general daytime format. So there it is, you submitted that. If I switch back to the United States, and now it should be expecting that other daytime format, if I were to do something interesting, like say I was entering this in the other Canadian format of the 12th of January, when I submit that, then it's going to come in, and that's where things got mixed up. So instead of the 12th of January, I'm getting the 1st of December. And then confusion ensues. But of course, and then the other interesting thing, of course, is if I were to do something like the 14th, again, assuming that I was entering this in that other format, what happens now is my date is set to the minimum date time. So it's just, you know, the default value, I guess, for a date time type in .NET, because it didn't work for the request. And if I were to inspect this now, if I look at my local variables, I should be able to look at the request, and under the form data, I can see the date is there. And you can see that it's in fact a string that's 14/1/2017, but the binding didn't work because it just failed there. It was an invalid date given the format that it was expecting. So there is another date format that should generally work all the time, which is there's some special ISO number for it.
9601.
Is that what it is?
Pretty sure.
Nice. But that is, I think it's year, there we go, I typed it in once before, year-month-date. And that should all pretty much always come through the way you expect it to. So here we got the first month, 16th day of 2017. So that came in the way we would expect it to. And yeah, so that worked okay. So that's always an option if you're doing this kind of, but if it's not a user input field, like where you're doing dates in JavaScript or something, that's typically how you're going to pass them back and forth, or it seems to be the most reliable way to pass them back and forth, because everybody or most systems seem to understand that ISO format and interpret it in the correct way.
It's actually 8601. Oh. I'm ashamed.
Thanks for fact checking yourself there.
Yeah, I was a little bit concerned, but I thought I'd fall on my sword instead of just submitting a new standard.
that would have been a good option. So, there is one other thing that we should mention here, I guess, and Simon, you had brought this up last time we were talking about this, is this other way of doing a date, because with some browsers, at least, they recognize this date type.
Yeah, so that's one of the HTML5 input types. I feel like most things support that now. Let me see.
Yeah, I have it here. I have it up here, and it's...
Oh, you already have it up. I'm on exactly the same website.
It's the only one I know to check these things reliably. Well, that and MDN is the other one. The Mozilla Developer Network is pretty good at these things. I was a little bit surprised at how many of them don't support this. So Firefox and Safari... And IE 11 even doesn't. Edge does. Yeah, I think there's still enough of them that don't support it that it makes it pretty hard to use consistently. And the other thing that I don't love about this is that it ends up rendering just so differently between each browser. Each browser has its own implementation of what the date time picker looks like. But it is, if they could be a little more consistent about it, this would be great, because you know, it gives us the ability to enter it with the calendar. And what happens when we submit this now is, so that got parsed the way we expected it to. If we look at what was actually passed in, if we look at the request again, so this request, where was that? It was under the form result view. So it actually passed it in as the ISO date format, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though when we look at the UI, the way it was rendered here was actually using the user's local regional date time format. So that's good in the sense that it was passed in a way that the server is always going to understand it. But what's a little bit goofy here now is that my application here, I've set the request culture to United States English, meaning it's month, day, year. But this one got rendered as day, month, year because I set it as a date type format.
Right, but that's feeding off of like the culture formats in Chrome as opposed to the culture formats that you've overwritten manually with a cookie.
Yes, so it's just something to be aware of, that there might be a mismatch there at times, which could confuse the user more than it was intended to. And there's ways to set the format here for this as well. It's just something that you do have to go and do manually. So it's just another thing that you have to think about.
Now, I have heard from particular that it's better to kind of explicitly mention formats all the time. So don't rely on implicit date time formats. What are your feelings on that?
That gets a little bit tricky if you're wanting to actually support multiple regions, because that means you have to somewhere in your system define what each specific format is that you want for each region. Oh, that timed out. I guess you can't just leave those sit forever. Yeah, at a breakpoint.
The more you know.
Yeah. So if you're actually trying to do to support multiple regions, and you end up having to maintain your own database then of specific formats for each region that makes sense for each region, and then you're basically re-implementing that whole culture system that already exists in .NET or in some other JavaScript framework as well.
Right.
Because there's already systems that have these things defined. So if you're building just one system for an internal or an internal line of business type application that only has the one culture, then yeah, I probably tend towards explicitly saying what my date time format will be. But if you're trying to target multiple regions, I'd probably shy away from re-implementing all of that yourself and rely on something that's already been done.
Makes sense to me. All right, great. So that's everything that we wanted to know about dates in .NET, or at least parsing of the dates in .NET. I feel like that might be a little bit more to know about dates.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about times, so that's a whole other thing.
Yes, indeed it is. Well, we should do another episode on times when we have the time.
not now.
Not even UTC now.
No.
All right, we should probably get out of here before we get in trouble for these jokes.
Good idea.
So thanks everybody for listening. If you have anything that you would like us to cover, or any comments or questions, feel free to leave them down below. If you have more date time related jokes, also feel free to leave them down below. And if there's nothing else, we'll see everybody in the next episode of the ASP.NET Monsters.